DART says because of expanding Orange and Blue Line rail service, cleaner gas-powered buses, and a new paratransit fleet, fares must rise to fund the growth. So, for example, a $65 monthly pass will rise to $80. Other fares will go up, too.
I think it would be ridiculous for them to raise it up again right now. We really can't afford it as it is now.
Franklin Fuller, disabled and on a fixed income, sits on a DART bench at the busy downtown transfer station. He's especially surprised to learn the half-price peak-hour fares for seniors, students, and disabled riders like him are scheduled to go away.
Oh, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. I don't see how we're going to be able to afford that. So we'll be paying regular fare during those hours then.
I don't think it's fair.
DART user Al McCreary sits nearby.
It's bad enough people not working now. You know, the economy is worse. So they jacked the prices up on us. That ain't. You would think they would lower the prices. I think it's just wrong to jack the prices up because they know they can do it.
But many riders, like Joe Coppinger, who don't have a car, say they have little choice.
It's still cheaper to buy a car. Insurance, so.
The first community meeting on proposed fare hikes is set for tonight in Richardson. More meetings will follow in Irving, Carrollton, and elsewhere. DART officials will explain the need for fare hikes, and they'll collect rider comments. The final public hearing is scheduled for June 26th at DART's downtown boardroom. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.